That was a rough one, Michelle.
I know.
Hi, everyone. It's 6:59 p.m. Time for Billy Jam!
Good one.
Just kidding. It's 6:00-something Friday.
It's not that late.
Shut Up, Weirdo.
We started the show much later in the
past. I'm Franny.
I'm Michelle.
I'm still making the playlist. I don't know what to call tonight's episode.
I really don't think the reverb was in audition when I messed that up that other time. Should I try it now on your vocal?
Okay, go.
Okay.
What do I do?
Talk.
What do you want me to say?
Ooh, cool! See? I knew I wasn't wrong. Okay, push a phone line.
What do you mean a phone line?
Because when there's nothing there. Okay, hold on.
Ooh! Oh my God, I love reverb. It's like having a bunch of friends that agree with me.
Oh, it's not doing what they said it would.
Yeah, that doesn't sound pretty. Okay.
How do you turn it off?
Just leave it.
Okay.
All our friends agree with us.
That's because we're always right.
I love this.
I'm going to just put it on you.
Okay.
There we go. That's just because I'm in the room.
Ooh, I like that even better. Better.
Okay, I'm taking it off because it's amateur hour.
Okay, fine. Hey, what's up, everyone?
Okay, but let me just say, see, I know how to use it.
Great. That's great. I'm proud of you.
No, you're not.
So this is our last show for summer break. Right, Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling?
It was a rough week.
I mean, about our show.
We have a lot of topics tonight, and I'm excited about getting to those.
Which one should we start with?
Not the two I really like.
What are the two you really... The ones you made a line through?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay. So we're going to play Speed Topics tonight because since it's our last show before our summer break, we have a lot of things we have to get through, right?
Lots of ground to cover.
What time is it? I think at the 10 mark. 10, 20, 30, 40.
6:08.
We could do, at the 10 mark, we could do 5 of these.
Okay.
So we have to kill one. Do you want to kill one?
Yeah.
Which one?
4.
No! Pick another one.
4 is too hard.
I know, but it's so funny.
Which one do you want to kill?
None of them.
Then let's do them all and just the one that sucks, we'll just kill it faster.
Okay, fine.
Fine.
I think we did this one.
We did do that one. I need some whispering angels.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight we're doing speed topics. The first topic is elevator stories. Call us and tell us your elevator story. We have 10 minutes. You can also join the comments community by going to wfmu.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. For everyone who is waiting on our t-shirt, they went out today.
Yeah.
Sorry they took so long. Anything else?
Did you talk about the playlist and comments link?
Yes.
You did? I didn't hear you.
Nobody's calling. Shocking.
Look, the phone's ringing right now.
Just one. I don't answer the phone until it's a full board.
Well, there you go.
201-209-9368. Tonight we want to hear elevator stories for the next 5 minutes. I don't like this one already.
We definitely did it already.
We did?
Mm-hmm. Do you have one?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah, I almost died in one.
How?
It free fell to the first floor.
Oh, we definitely had. I actually remember.
Okay, then let's kill this. Never mind. We're going to do. All of these suck.
No, they don't. Do we just need to change?
I just want to do yours.
I think we need to reframe our attitudes.
Can we just do this one?
Okay, but then can we do the last one too?
Okay. What if we do half an hour and half an hour?
Okay.
All right, we're changing the topic. It is, what dessert are you? I'm bananas flambé. Michelle?
I thought you were...
Yeah, that's the one that's on fire.
I thought you were that other one.
Well, there's a lot of them that are on fire.
No, the Spanish one that you said.
Tres leches?
Yeah, that one. The three milks.
Gross.
I love that dessert.
It's too sweet.
It's good. Sweet and condensed milk.
All right, full board. Ready? Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey guys.
Hey, what's up?
What is the topic? I know last thing I heard you're doing speed topic.
No, so right now the topic is, what dessert are you?
What dessert am I?
Yeah, now what do you want to eat? What dessert are you?
Oh,
you're not good at this.
Well, we'll give him a minute.
I'll say fruit parfait with fudge.
How dare you?
Oh, what? Michelle, what dessert is he? Michelle, can you repeat that back to us, please?
I won't say.
Please repeat that back to us.
I won't say.
Please, Michelle? No, I want Michelle to repeat it.
She won't.
Okay, bye, dude. You're breaking up. I can't hear that guy. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Franny. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hi, Ted.
Hey, Ted. How you feeling?
Okay. I'm home.
Oh, good.
Right after I emailed you, the doctor came in and said, I'm going to send you home.
Good. So. Must be nice to be home.
Well, I guess. What? I'm pumpkin pie.
What? You're what?
What's wrong with the phone?
What pie?
Pumpkin. Why? I guess I could kind of see that.
What's wrong with the phones?
Turn him up.
He's all the way up.
Talk again.
You know what? I always get a bad signal in my house.
Mm.
But, yeah, because it's not that sweet, you know, it's kind of just, you know, plain, and I like it, because it has cinnamon, and I like cinnamon, and, I don't know, it just feels good to eat pumpkin pie. I mean, I like pie in general, but pumpkin pie is probably
no, it doesn't yet.
Pretty sure it does.
Okay, thanks, Ted. I'm glad you're out. I'm glad you're home.
Okay. Enjoy your summer off.
Thanks.
Maybe talk to you in September.
Maybe.
Have a good one.
I could be dead.
Ted.
Jesus. Ted, what the hell? He hung up.
That was not cool.
That was effing gnarly, man. Who says that?
That was really uncool, Ted. Ted got dark, man. I mean, anyone could be dead.
I mean, how do we bounce back from that? Can we just, like, play a repeat of last week's show?
I don't know, man. That was dark.
Now what do we do?
I don't know. Buzzkill.
Yeah, what the hell? Why would he say that?
Maybe he's feeling sensitive.
Ken from Hyde Park wants to know if donut is a dessert. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Anything sweet is a dessert.
Absolutely untrue. A donut is not a dessert.
Yes, it is. Anything sweet is a dessert.
A donut is not a dessert.
Yes, it is, Ken from Hyde Park.
A donut is not a dessert.
Maybe that's what our topic should be. What is a dessert?
That's not a topic.
A donut is a dessert.
A donut is not a dessert.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey.
A donut's a breakfast food.
They serve donuts as dessert at restaurants.
Only at fancy restaurants.
So fancy people only think donuts are desserts
only
then.
Only at, like, new American restaurants.
Is a donut a dessert, lady?
I would say, yeah. I mean, I was going to say Star Crunch.
Yeah.
What'd she say?
A Star Crunch.
What's a Star Crunch?
I mean,
those little Debbie
kind of
things.
Like old school, sort of like some like type of Hostess or something.
No, it was
like
Little
that.
Debbie, and it was the Rice Krispie treats with the chocolate and the caramel.
I don't know what that is.
Oh my God. They are so good.
Those aren't desserts.
Yeah, amazing.
What do you mean? A cookie is a dessert. A chocolate cake is a dessert. Michelle, what are you talking about?
Like, a donut is not a dessert.
A Star Crunch isn't a dessert?
I have no idea what a Star
Crunch is. A cookie?
I mean, I feel like to most people, they probably wouldn't be, but...
What? I mean,
once you got munchies, it's whatever, man. Everything is a dessert.
What did you think... What is a dessert to you then, Michelle?
I just don't think a donut is a dessert.
Okay, we're not talking about a donut. You're now saying a Star Crunch is not a dessert.
I don't know what a Star Crunch is, so therefore...
It's like a cookie.
But
is a cookie a dessert?
No, I mean, a cookie could be a dessert, sure.
Could be or is.
I just feel like you're trapping me into a corner right now.
What do you mean? I'm just trying to understand.
I will stand by that a donut isn't a dessert, but a cookie, yes, could be a dessert.
What if it... What's a beignet? Isn't that like a kind of donut? That's a dessert.
What about like an eclair or something? Would that be considered? Because I feel like if an eclair
that's
a dessert, then a donut has to be.
She's shaking her head like maybe.
What about a cannoli?
What about a cannoli?
A cannoli is a dessert.
Mamma mia.
All right, sister, have a good one.
Bye, guys.
Ew, if anyone calls in and says they're a cannoli, I'm hanging up on them.
Why?
Cannolis are disgusting.
No, only sometimes.
I hate them. I would never want to eat that much cream.
Hmm.
Sorry.
I like cream.
It's just too much cream.
I don't like the texture of the outside shell.
Isn't it like a waffle cone?
Hmm. If you get a really good cannoli... I don't love a cannoli.
Is it? Yeah, because they're disgusting.
They're not disgusting.
I would say cannolis are disgusting.
They're
Maybe
the
topic should be what dessert is disgusting.
I don't like any desserts with fruit in them.
With what?
Fruit.
What?
You heard me.
Fruit?
Yeah, I don't like any dessert with fruit in them.
So like you're not down with like a lemon meringue.
No, like if I see like a delicious chocolate cake and then I look closer and it has like a layer of like raspberry whatever.
Ugh, I hate raspberry.
Then I'm like, you freaking ruined my chocolate cake, you asshole.
Can you say that on the air?
Yes. Especially since it's our last show for the summer.
Yeah, what's gonna happen? Are they gonna fire us? Go ahead, Ken.
He technically actually could fire.
Oh yeah, he could actually fire you. Not me. Hi, you're on the radio.
I'm a trifle, because I be trifling.
Well,
good answer, though. I like it.
I figured you guys would like
it. Is it Ian?
Yeah.
Which one's Ian?
The cute one that cut his hair.
When did he cut his hair? I saw him at the record fair, and he had long hair.
I didn't come to the record fair.
Mm-mm.
Then who's Ian?
Uh-oh.
Is Ian the handsome young one?
The calendar. The one whose friends made him a calendar.
Why did I think I saw you at the record fair? Who was the guy I saw at the record fair? That's the real question.
Maybe I have a doppelganger that's walking around.
Wait, you cut your hair? Like how?
Like short?
Are you still handsome?
Yes.
That's up for debate.
Are you still getting laid as much as you used to?
Good question.
Yes or no?
That's a yes.
Yes or no?
No.
Oh!
Why? Your band's not on tour anymore?
No, it's the hair.
Well, I've been trying to figure this out. I don't know.
It's the hair.
Wait, but you also stopped going on tour with your band and you cut your hair at the same time?
I cut the hair, then I went on tour with the band.
Oh.
And then I came back.
But when you were on tour with the band, you were getting laid normally.
Define normally.
Regularly.
For you, I mean. Normally for you.
For me.
Yes.
Regularly.
Yeah.
It was the tour.
I think it might have been the tour.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What, you guys are going away for the summer?
I'm sorry you're in a drought.
We're going away for the summer.
You're going to have a shut up weirdo drought this summer, too.
I am. I have a very fond memory of sitting on my balcony, cracking a beer.
Sorry, buddy. Nobody calls us in the summer.
People don't call in the summer.
And you know what? Like, we want to have a Friday, you know?
Yeah, I've always kind of thought about that.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough. 10 years, 5 years.
Back, right?
We would like a Friday. Yeah, we're probably going to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta come back.
We'll figure it out at the end of the summer. We'll just say the word is probably.
Okay. Well, you're gonna miss us, but...
Oh! Well, I guess that's what we're waiting to see, right?
Yeah.
If we miss them.
Or each other.
Or each other, yeah. I wasn't gonna say it, but... So we'll see.
All right, well,
I'll miss you, Ian.
I'll miss some of them. All right, have a good one.
All right, later.
Bye.
Later.
Trifling.
That was funny, though.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, were you, like, having a little conversation in your head just now?
Yeah.
I saw you, Michelle, sitting over there looking somewhere off into the distance, and she shrugged her shoulder and then nodded her head. Dying to know what's happening in there.
I thought, remember when you fell out of this chair? On mic earlier this week. I hope that doesn't happen again.
I think you're good. You look pretty stable.
Literally, I was sitting like this, and I went like this, and all of a sudden, the chair just fell on top of me.
Is it wobbly?
No, it's because I was sat on the edge, and then it was like...
And it slid out?
No, it fell like on top
of me. Oh, that's nice. That must be fun.
On mic.
It's sad that I missed that.
You can hear it on the archive.
Thanks. I will.
But yeah, you did notice me just have a little talk with myself.
You did. Cute. Okay. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what dessert are you? Totally normal question.
Oh, it's Bananas Foster.
What was I calling it?
Bananas Flambé.
Is there another dessert that has the word flambé in it?
Yeah, there is. But I think it's flan.
What's a baked Alaska?
That's the one with all the whipped cream stuff on the top.
My
it's
dad
like
loves that.
Tall.
That is so gross.
It's like what old people like Ken's age like.
Yeah,
how
my
old
dad,
is your dad? Is he Ken's
70
age?
70-something.
Yeah,
so
he's
yeah,
the same,
same
age as Ken.
Yeah, same age as Ken.
70-something. Same age as Ken.
Whatever. Ken bought us wine. Whispering Angel.
He's trying to guilt us. Bribe us.
Oh my God, he is. What a little baby that Ken.
Baby bitch.
I was telling my designers at work the other day about the time we had that show where people called in and told themselves off. And they were like, what'd you say to yourself? And I was like, I called myself a big baby bitch. And they loved it.
I bet they did.
They were dying.
Full bored.
Yeah, do I have to talk to them?
Yeah.
I'm avoiding it in case you haven't noticed.
You should talk to them. It's going to be your last chance.
You talk to them.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. If you were a dessert, what dessert would you be?
I would be a strawberry shortcake because I have strawberry blonde hair and I'm pretty short.
How short are you?
Like 5'2".
That's not so bad.
It's not that bad, but a lot of my friends are taller than me.
Where does the cake come in?
I really like cake. I eat it a lot. I like.
Oh, I was thinking like in a dirty way, man.
Yeah,
like
you
your butt was like moist, like cake. I don't know.
I was thinking
something dirty.
Really like cake, and I smoke a lot of weed, so my first thought was eating cake.
That's cool.
That's a good answer, actually. All right, strawberry. Have a good night.
You too. I'll miss you guys this summer.
Oh, we'll miss you guys too.
Bye.
Will we?
That'd be nice.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hi. I was just calling to see if you wanted to change the topic. I have an idea.
Not really. But what's your idea? We'll laugh at it. What's your idea?
Okay. I was stuck in traffic, so I was just wondering what have you seen in other people's vehicles, what they're doing stuck in traffic or on the highway?
I actually think we've done that before.
That is not a bad idea.
I do think we've done that, though.
That is a very good idea.
Did you see something?
Okay. Yeah, what'd you see?
Oh, well, I travel a lot, so I've seen a few things.
Like?
Well, I've seen a guy have drumsticks and hit it against the steering wheel. smoking a bowl.
I don't like it when I see dudes picking their nose, and I don't like it when I see dudes.
I dated a dude very briefly that told me that one time he was in his car.
Which dude?
I'm not going to name a name. You don't know him. The one time he was in his car and he flipped his car right at the point of, I will not.
You're lying.
He told me this story and that the like an ambulance had to come and get him out of his car. And I'm like, dude, they knew what you were doing. And he's like, how would they know? And I'm like, are you serious?
Oh, my God.
How would they not know? Like, when you have everything out.
How would they not know?
How would they not know? And he was like, I just assumed they would have never.
Did he put his.
I doubt it. If an ambulance had to come get him.
He could have maybe put his zipper back up or something. Maybe he didn't.
He told me.
He probably didn't.
Okay.
He probably
let's not talk about this.
He probably told you he did, but he probably didn't.
Yeah, you're probably
He's probably too scared to. It probably just, like, shriveled back.
He flipped his car.
He shriveled back up, and it probably just, like, shrank back into his pants. His pants probably just zipped back up themselves.
It's like it never happened. Yeah. He was just, like, his hands were on 10 and 2 again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. All right, sister, thanks for calling. Good answer.
All right, have a great summer, girls.
Have a good one.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Have a good summer.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys, it's Robin.
Hey, Robin.
Robin, are you crying?
No.
Are you drunk?
You wish I was crying.
Are you? I kind of wanted you to be like, yeah, a little bit. I'll miss Michelle so much, but not you, Franny.
Robin doesn't like me as much as she used to.
Why? Is that true, Robin?
No, that's not true.
Oh. Yeah, why do you say that?
I don't know. I have low self-esteem this week.
I will have to say, I wanted to call and say, as I think Frangry once said of Pancake, this is the longest relationship I've ever had in my life.
Oh,
I'm going to miss you.
That is so very sweet.
Aw.
Thank you. Oh, I might cry.
We
can take a break for the summer, and you can screw around, you can see other people.
Okay.
But you stay safe.
Okay.
Come back.
I told Ken we would come back if they've started a Kickstarter and we made $1 million.
That's retarded.
And then he tried to say 50 grand.
He's so weird.
Well, and he was very into it.
It was a great show, girls. Good job.
All right, Robin. Well, Robin, what dessert are you?
Yeah, Robin, what dessert are you?
So my dessert, like, you know how when you're drunk and you heat up Hot Pockets?
No. Yes.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you know I do.
Are you going to say that's not a dessert, Michelle?
No. I'm the third Hot Pocket. Like, when you're done eating them and you're like, you know what? I deserve another one. I need another one. And you, like, round out the meal.
But that's a dessert, Michelle?
It's not a dessert.
Yeah, that's not a dessert, Robin.
It's just being really high.
Yeah, that's just having the munchies.
I feel like when there's a time difference between the dinner and
that's a snack. That's a snack.
That's what's called second dinner.
Or a snack is what I refer to it as.
I like to call it second dinner.
I call it snack because it makes me feel less fat.
Oh, I'm not fat anymore because I'm post-food.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Michelle doesn't eat anymore. She doesn't eat anymore.
That's not true. I eat certain things.
What? Smoothies, she told me.
You know what? What I ate today was more than 2 salads and protein and fruit and probably more than any.
But it was all juice.
It was all blended.
In a blender.
It was all blended.
You drank it out of a cup.
It was all blended.
Yeah, she's on a juice diet. How long have you been on the diet?
Long enough to be this skinny.
Maybe that's why you don't feel good.
That's not why I don't feel good, and you weren't supposed to tell anyone I didn't feel good, and you told me you weren't going to tell anyone I didn't feel good.
I didn't tell them what's wrong with you. I just said you don't feel good.
You told me you weren't going to
tell anyone. Plus, every week you tell everyone you don't feel good, so please.
That's not true.
Well, at least you look good.
Thank you. Thank you, Robin.
Okay, but how far are you going to take your juice diet?
I guess we'll see.
Don't get, like, scary skinny, though.
I won't.
Okay, good. All right, Robin, we'll miss you.
I'll miss you guys.
I'll miss you too, Robin.
What? You guys should become pen pals.
We should.
That's a good idea, I think. Like, actual letters and, like, photographs and
stuff.
No? Robin's not into
it. If Richmond, California has postcards, I'll send you one.
I thought you were in San Francisco.
I've been priced out. I've been like...
Oh, yeah. F that place, man. No one wants to live there.
Yeah.
Yeah, ill. All right, Robin. I appreciate you calling tonight, actually. It means a lot.
Keep in touch, though, Robin. Aww. Seriously.
Okay, I will.
All right. We love
you. Take care,
girls. Have a good one.
You too.
I bet she's going to have a killer summer.
Flicking a little tear for that one. She never calls.
That's true, she doesn't.
So that was important.
She'll have a good summer.
So will we.
What are you going to do this summer? Take trips?
Oh, I'm going to take trips. I'm going to have my summer Fridays, and they happen. Oh, wait. Someone called Andy Plants Yoko Plants on our Facebook page.
What does that mean?
Like Yoko Ono? Like he broke up the band?
Oh, is it his fault that the show's over?
We laughed very hard about it. What? Don't blame it on him.
I just thought, like, let's...
He is an innocent bystander.
I'm going to blame it on him.
Do not do that. I will get Mama Bear on you.
You just did it?
No, I was just telling you the joke was funny.
There's always truth in a joke.
Watch yourself.
What trips are you going on?
I'll tell you later.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you after. There's something in the summer that I'll tell you after. It's not a big deal.
Am I invited?
No. Oh. And then there's... No. We're going to Mexico, but that's not till October. We don't have anything planned this summer. Oh. It's just more like, you
beaches
know...
and stuff.
Friday's off, and that's his day off, too. So, plus, because he works nights, so I never really see him. What are you going to do?
I have some plans.
Like, do you have a boyfriend, Michelle?
No.
Is there a man that you like that you're seeing, Michelle?
No, why?
I don't know. I thought there was.
Mm-mm. Why did you think
that? A couple weeks ago there was, no?
No.
Hmm.
Why'd you think that?
Because you told me that you were going on dates with someone.
Yeah, I had to go on dates with people, but I didn't enjoy it.
Oh, you weren't into it? So what are you going to do? Are you going to, like, I don't know. Are you going to go to ceramics and make your art and stuff?
I'm going to try and make my art. I'm going to work on some stuff with my other company. I'm going
with the store?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go on some trips I have planned.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to rent some vacation houses.
Where? Classy. Oh, you don't want to tell us where? Why are you so secretive?
Because I don't know. That's part of my personality.
I feel like you have a man that you don't want to tell us about.
I don't.
Want to tell us? You don't have a man.
I don't have a man that I want to tell you about. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have a man.
You're messing with me.
I don't have a man.
Do you have a woman?
I wish.
God, that'd be awesome if one day you walked in here and you were like, yo, I have a girlfriend.
I wish I had a girlfriend.
God, I would kill for one of my friends to do that.
I wish I had a girlfriend. No, I don't.
Okay.
I will say I miss my ex-boyfriend.
No, don't do that.
I will tell you that.
Do not go there.
I'm not going to go there, but I will tell you I've been missing my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, no.
Maybe it's just the summer.
Call me. Call me. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, who are you missing? Michelle's man.
Oh, hello, Michelle's man. You sound very different.
Yeah. This is Sam. I'm the same name as her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, that guy. That's not the ex.
That's a different ex.
That's a different ex.
Okay.
Who do you miss?
Who do I miss?
Yeah, everyone misses someone. Who do you miss?
I don't know. Let's see. Oh, I miss the Audio Kitchen with the professor.
It was a show that was on FMU.
It's an old show.
We're trying to get deep, and you...
Okay, it was a good show.
What dessert are you, Sam?
Yeah, Sam, what dessert are you?
I would be a Black Forest cake.
With whipped cream?
Very rich, and I'm very sweet, and but I'm very satisfying.
I like your accent.
It has cherries in it.
Yeah.
Yo, I love cherries and chocolate.
So do fruit. I.
What's wrong with cherries? Fruit? Why do you say it like it's poison, Michelle? It's fruit!
cute.
I think I don't like fruit and like chocolate desserts.
I don't like raspberry, but I'm down with cherry and chocolate. I feel like that's a very nice combo.
Raspberry and chocolate can be pretty damn intense.
Raspberries are too sweet for me. Yeah, that I'm not down with raspberries.
Sam, you know nothing.
Yeah, raspberries will make you trip.
What? Like,
yeah,
trip,
like they are too intense. Like that taste is just something I don't want.
I don't like the seeds.
It's so tart and sweet and something that I just don't want in my mouth.
I don't like the seeds.
My mom loves raspberry.
I hate when you get a strawberry that's all nice and red and good on the outside, and then the middle is just all white and has no taste.
Mm.
And then, like, the part of it's rotten, and you have to, like, cut that part off.
Your life sounds difficult.
Yeah. White boy problems.
Yeah.
I like the way you say strawberry.
Where are you from, Sam?
I'm from Jersey City.
Cute.
Wait, what? You?
She said
cute. No, I said cute.
And I just happened to swallow at the same time, so it sounded like ew.
No, I said cute.
Oh, thank you.
My next boyfriend's going to be in Jersey City to make my commute easier.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
That's
okay.
The plan here.
Well, you're welcome to crash here anytime you want.
Creepy. All right, have a good one, Sam. Strawberry.
Strawberry Sam.
Brad Brain, Michelle has a question for you. Is Michelle doing any more music shows during the summer? Yes, she is, in fact.
In fact, I am. I will be doing a fill-in for Irwin. I believe it's the 27th of June. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I don't have a calendar, babe.
Yeah, I think so.
Something around there.
Yeah, around there. It's a Wednesday at 3 o'clock. I believe 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now. I plan on being less awkward. But my music selections will be just as good.
Oh, I like the promises.
Yeah.
What are you going to do to be... Are you really that... You're not that awkward.
I don't know. I was, like, too weird.
But it's also kind of like... Don't get mad at me, but your thing.
It was too much.
Like, it was over the line?
I didn't plan enough. I think if I would have planned better, I would have been less how I am. And just, like, how I am.
I mean, I would never be able to do...
I don't like that I fell out of... I think when I fell out of my chair, I was like, oh, you really are nervous. But my music was good.
I heard some of it.
Thanks. Actually, that wasn't a compliment. I'm glad you heard it.
No, I told you I liked it.
I'm just teasing. You should come on and do a Miami bass section.
I will if I am not at work that day. I would love to. I wouldn't know what... buttons to press.
I can help you push the buttons.
But I would definitely know what music to pick.
Why don't you leave early and come? It's 3 to 6.
Oh, I could do that. Really? Could I?
I don't
want an hour. I want like 10 minutes.
Let me ask Irwin if you can do a set.
He won't let me.
I'll ask him.
Although we did bond last summer, me and the Irwin.
Let me ask him. I think, I don't know if I even have to ask him.
All right, well, let me know. Okay. I'll come. It'll be fun. Plus, it'd be cool to learn how you guys do all that stuff over there. All those buttons.
There's a lot of them to push.
I'm an old lady. I just see a lot of buttons. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Franny. Hi, Michelle. I'm an entire pint of Ben and Jerry's.
Yes!
No. No.
What? Nobody has called in to say an entire pint of anything.
What flavor?
Oh, okay.
Fish food.
Ugh, see.
God, you ruined it.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you?
See, I knew you jumped the gun on that one.
It should have been Chunky Monkey.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Half-baked.
Chunky Monkey.
I don't like banana ice cream.
When I was sick when I was 13 and I was on steroids for 2 years, I would get a pint of Chunky Monkey and eat the entire thing in like 10 minutes. One day my mom, I was in the car with my mom and she was like, "What are you doing?" I was so hungry.
There was just an article that said why the
ice
cream gets better as you eat it. It's because it warms up, and apparently that's how they, when they fill it, it's at the temperature once it's warmed up, and your taste buds taste it better.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What?
Because it's too cold when you start eating it.
It's too cold when you start. So
and then it starts to get to the right temperature.
So then the bottom of it tastes better?
It starts to taste better as you eat it. That makes perfect sense.
And you end up eating the whole thing.
Eating a pint of ice cream is one of... like
life's
the world's
great
best
pleasures.
Yes, it really is.
Eating a I will say, eating a cheeseburger and eating a pint of ice cream after you have sex with a man you love is, like, the best.
When do you eat the cheeseburger?
I like to... Okay, this
do you eat the cheeseburger, have sex, and then eat the pint of ice cream? Do you eat the cheeseburger while you're having sex?
No, I don't like to eat while I'm having sex.
Tell me more. So when do you eat the cheeseburger?
After.
So you have sex and then you eat a cheeseburger?
I like to order the takeout, have the sex, then the cheeseburger gets there. So then it's there. Then mm-hmm. The cheeseburger gets there, then you eat the cheeseburger and you watch the movie and eat the ice cream and it's the best.
Sounds good.
It's the best. The best. Then you have sex again and go to sleep. Then you wake up in the middle of the night and have sleepy sex. And then you wake up in the morning and have lazy sex.
I didn't know you had so much sex, Michelle.
I don't now.
I don't have that much sex.
You don't have sleepy sex and then lazy sex in the morning?
I do love me a morning sex.
I do love me a lazy morning sex.
I don't really like middle of the night sleepy sex.
I do.
I like my sleep. I won't lie.
You do like your sleep.
Yeah, I'm a big sleeper. All right, buddy, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I don't know if someone's mentioned this already, but a see you in September Sunday.
What's that?
It's a lady special. It's whatever your heart desires, the operative modus operandi being that you won't see your significant other till September, so you can safely pig out this early in the season. So you just let your imagination run riot.
Haven't you heard that song, See You in September?
Mm-mm.
It's really good, actually.
It's like a call to Mardi Gras. You figure you'll sweat it off by the end of summer.
That sounds good. All right, whatever, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I have one for both, but I think I have a good one for...
Just give it to us. Go.
Okay, when I was 12, I was on a school trip, and a guy pulled up alongside the bus, and like to the whole bus.
Ew, that's pervy.
That's disgusting.
But it got even crazier, which was, so all the kids are freaking out, and for whatever reason, the teacher's idea for how to calm down the situation was she grabbed that, you know that PA that lets you talk to the bus?
Yeah.
Yeah, she gets on it, and she decides to turn it into a teaching moment. And she's like, children, children, what that man is called...
Oh, my God, no!
...is an exo...
No!
...and went on this way too candid exegesis on, like, the concept of...
Exit Jesus? Wait, what?
Wow, that's intense, man. How old were you?
I was 12. I Oof. Saw the guy. Like, we made eye contact.
Ouch. Ew, he Ouch-a-rama. Was thinking about you.
Did you know what he was doing?
Did you like know that, it was gross?
That's the thing, is like, on a superficial, purely superficial level, like, I knew what he was doing and I knew that it was a bad thing, but what happened never, I probably wouldn't remember that to this day if it wasn't,
if it
for,
wasn't
like,
for her.
Totally doubling down
yep.
on the intensity of that situation.
Jesus.
God, she probably would have been fired if any of you guys told your parents that she turned it into that. No?
Hey, it was the 90s, you know.
If it happened now, maybe.
Oh, my God.
But maybe back then, no.
And she's basically like, look over here to your right.
Yeah, you will see a man.
Yeah, like, that is so messed up.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Oh, look, I was fine. One girl cried, though.
I would have cried. Ew, throw... Up. Ew. All right. Thanks for grossing us out. Have a good one.
Wait, you had another summer, one. Guys.
Oh, wait. What's your other one?
Oh, well, my I don't want to say my ice cream. My dessert would be a whatchamacallit because I can't remember shiz.
I like that you said shiz.
You got it. Anytime.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Bye, guys.
Michelle, why don't you fill your glass up?
Well...
Michelle and I are drinking wine today because we're celebrating.
I didn't want to drink beer because I'm off, like, yeast.
And Ken bought it for us.
He owes us. 201-209-9368. You won't get through.
Also, no one's winning a t-shirt.
Damn, in their face.
Hi, you're on the radio.
You don't know. Someone could blow your mind,
I guess. Hi, Gregory. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Danny D.
I'm going to miss you guys.
We're going to miss you, too, but I'm sure we'll see you around because you live here.
Of course, you can't keep me away. But you know what? You know what dessert I would be?
What?
I'd be a deep-fried Oreo.
Ew, that's such a Jersey dessert.
Now, but, you know, did you see on the comments I put what each of you would be?
Oh, no, what is it? I didn't see.
Okay.
Tell me.
So, Frangry, you would be a margarita cookie.
What is that?
What the hell is that?
Margarita cookie, salt, and with a salty and sweet tequila glaze.
Oh, okay, I could hear it. Because
that's you. You're salty and sweet.
Uh huh. And then what's Michelle?
Michelle would be cotton candy because she's light and sweet.
Cotton candy. Michelle is so the opposite of light and sweet. Oh my God.
I want to be a macaron because I want to be very French this summer.
That is so not a good answer.
Why?
Because it's just about like what you want to be with this summer, not about what you are and what you've been.
I'm kind of French.
What?
She is.
I'm kind of like French.
Do you want to have a conversation about how you're French and I'm not?
No.
Okay.
That no, would be a I great don't. Topic
okay,
for
then
when
you
guys
should
come
stop
back.
Talking. Okay. All right, bye, Danny D. Have a good
bye.
One.
Okay, I will. Don't be mean to me.
Hi, you're on the
you're
radio.
You're going to be mean to me on our last show, really.
For the summer.
For the summer. Hi.
Wait, what? Hi. We're just arguing. No big deal.
I have two for whatever those two topics were.
Okay, go.
Okay, so like the thing in the car, there's this there's this house in my town that has like 10 mannequins. Outside all the time.
Are they dressed?
Like doing different
Wait,
stuff.
Hold on. Are they dressed?
They're all dressed. They uh-huh. look like 90s, like models.
Oh my God, this is incredible. Will you send us a photo?
I will send you so many photos. I put them on my Instagram all the time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so like I was driving down like kind of where that house is, and then there was a PT Cruiser with two of the mannequins in the car, and then one like... riding, like, pretending to ride a bike. I was like, what the heck is that?
Oh, I like it.
Oh, my God. Do you feel like their owners sit in the house and think of, like, what weird scenarios they're going to put the mannequins in every month?
Probably.
Oh, I really have a
It's like their own advertising campaign. Okay, keep going.
Okay, so, I mean, me and my friends have always been like, what does this guy look like? Like, we're dying to know. And then a friend of mine's uncle... the cops, like, had to, like, bust the door down,
mm-hmm.
and they went into the house, and there's mannequins all over the house, too. They're, like, sitting at a table.
Oh, my God. Like, he clearly does, like, weird couch. Sex things with them, right?
What's that?
Do you think he does weird sex things?
He probably.
Okay, what else?
What, with the mannequins?
Oh, yeah, what have you seen? Too. Oh, wait, what? That's the end of the mannequin story? It was so good.
Well, I mean, there's a bunch more. I've seen the guy, though. We also saw him in the parking lot at, like, a Michael's. And, again, there was
buying, like, wigs and, like, fake eyes and, like, felt
yeah,
for
wigs,
nipples.
Sunglasses. There's
and little,
wigs, there's hats,
little
like,
wigs he could cut into muffs.
You cut into what?
Little muffs for the mannequins.
Oh.
No, nobody's on my joke right now? Okay.
No. What do you call it, though? There's also, they have outside, like, a big, like, outdoor, like, table, and it looks like they're, like, playing Pong. It looks like a rager is going on.
Wait, they are set up to look like they're playing Pong?
Yeah.
In the front yard?
It's, like, the side yard.
Will you take
but
a picture and
but
send
like,
it
to us? But, like,
you
can see
us?
It when you drive by, or you can only see it because you're snooping?
It's, like... a few, it's like a gas station is like right at the street light, and then that house is next door.
Uh-huh.
So when I'm coming down, like, Route 1, I can, like, see it, and I'm like, oh, and I'll have to turn on that street, and, like, I'll take a picture, and I send it to my friends, and we're just like, oh, my God.
You gotta send us a picture.
So everyone coming down Route 1?
I have so many. You guys are gonna die.
Send
everyone
us.
Coming down Route 1 can see it?
It's technically Route 130, but it's right off of Route 1. It's Central Jersey.
I don't care what route it is. I'm just saying, anyone on that street can see it.
You can if you look, yeah.
Okay.
Send us a picture.
What's your name?
Good, I will.
What's your name?
Lainey.
How do you spell that?
Michelle sent me bumper stickers the other week, and I was so excited.
Oh. Did you order them from the e-com store?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I have the hiccups. All right, Lainey, thanks for calling. You might win a free t-shirt.
Yes.
Have a good one.
I love the name Lainey. Are you okay? I don't hear a hiccup. Are they gone? Have you ever hiccuped and barfed?
Like a little. Yeah, not like a full-on barf.
It's a gross feeling.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Three words, girl. Cupcakes from Magnolia Bakery.
That's four words.
Yeah, that's four words.
Cupcake from Magnolia Bakery, your sugar sweet sunshine in the Lower East Side.
Yeah, that's like 17 words.
One word. Halo Top.
All right, thanks for calling. We love you.
I love you too.
Have a good one. I love that guy.
I'm over Halo Top.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies, how you doing?
Who's this?
It's Tom from the meetup.
Oh, Tom, you sounded
Tom, you sound so weird.
Yeah, you just sounded crazy.
What?
Yeah, you sound cool now.
Do I sound better now?
Yeah, you sound better
now. Am I acceptable?
Yeah.
Acceptable.
Right. I don't know what to attribute that to, but there you go.
There you go.
How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
If you were a dessert, what dessert would you be?
Death by Chocolate Sundae.
Oh, that's a good one, actually.
Because if you eat me, you die.
That's sad.
All right, have a good one.
Have a good summer, Tom. We got to go.
I wanted to ask Michelle a question.
Oh, man, no, I'm not.
We only have 8 minutes. Michelle's not taking interviews today, okay?
I'm not taking interviews, sorry.
No interviews today. No, I'm her agent. Did you like how I handled that for you?
It was intense. It scared me.
Right. I'm in charge. I'm your agent. Nobody gets to you without coming to me first.
I can take care of myself.
No!
Yeah.
I liked it. Maybe I should be an agent.
Oh, I'd be scared.
I'd be so good at it.
You already have a job you like.
Oh, yeah, I have a job.
Maybe I should be an agent.
No.
I'd be terrible.
Yeah, you're not into that stuff. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Michelle is a tiramisu and Frangria champagne sorbet.
I'm not a tiramisu.
Disgusting. You don't know us at all. I'm a banana split.
Tiramisu has lady fingers.
Yuck. I'm a banana split.
Banana split, really?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're like Sour Patch Kids, Frank.
Ooh, I like that, actually. Ooh, yeah, I like that.
That's a pretty good one.
How does food bed work with smoothies, by the way? Is it like a water bed?
Do you have a bendy straw?
I don't really food bed anymore.
Yeah, that's so outdated.
That's so like...
Oh my God.
Five years ago.
That's so 2012.
I feel like
You don't even eat pizza anymore?
Everyone eats pizza. What's wrong with you?
I haven't had pizza.
Well, she's just not eating right now. So we shouldn't talk about food with her right now.
I can talk about food. I haven't food... Like, my food bed was a big thing with my ex-boyfriend, but since him, I haven't really food bedded
that much.
Yeah, that
like faded so fast.
Well,
you're still smoking weed, though, right?
Not that much. Last time I smoked weed, I ate so much food.
I smoke so much weed now.
Oh, really? You don't eat so much food?
No.
I
just drink a lot of water.
Last time
I'm skinny, actually.
Last time I ate weed.
I lost 4 pounds.
Oh, good for you. I've lost 11.
Oh, is it a competition?
No. I'm just
saying. Oh, my God.
Maybe I don't need to lose 11.
Did you just call me fat? Because now you just gave me anorexia.
Oh, my God. Wait, what were you saying?
Thanks for that.
What were you saying?
I got super, super high on those dumb pills that Ken was just high on. And I got so stoned. This is like, and I ate so much. And I ended up getting in like a stoner trap where I watched Broad City for like 8 hours. I know.
Why were you watching that?
I'm telling you, because I was trying to figure out why people liked it and if it was funny.
Is it as funny as us?
It's different than us.
How?
I was trying to figure out why people think we're like that show.
Different how? They steal everything from us.
That's not true.
Did you laugh?
I laughed a few times. I hope we're not as vulgar as them.
Well, we can't be.
I don't want to
be. But that's the difference. We are not vulgar because
anyway,
we can't be.
I ate so much food and watched it for so long, and when I woke up, I was like, I don't know about this pot anymore.
No, when you get high, you can't just sit and eat and watch TV. You got to get out and do things. You got to go, like, walk around the city, go out in the woods. Then you have a good time.
I can't go out in the world.
Go out in the woods.
Maybe I could go out in the woods, but I'm a city girl.
Okay, so go out to the bars and wander, go talk to people and stuff. Don't just watch Broad City. You
know? Okay.
That's my advice.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, have a good one. Who was that guy?
I don't
know.
I forgot his name, too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, stay away from the refined sugar. The refined sugar is a synthesized natural sweetener. It ramps us up going too fast because we think it's natural. As a dessert, steamed peaches in cream. The steaming brings out the sweetness, although for me, peaches are already sweet. The cream is okay because this is a dessert.
He's right. You're right. You're 100% right.
Think about me on your vacation that you're paying for with your hard-earned money. I'm wishing you luck, you two gals.
Thanks. What's your name, sir?
I'm Larry in Brooklyn.
Larry in Brooklyn, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour and you might win a free T-shirt.
I'm going to
eat.
What? Actually, Larry in Brooklyn, you're winning a free T-shirt. Will you email us your mailing address?
I don't have that. I'm too old for it.
Oh. Can you have someone email us, or do you want to call?
Yeah, I'll call. I have a listener number. I'm a listener.
Oh, give me your listener number.
Oh, I don't have that in front of me. I don't want to waste time on the
air.
All right.
But we want to send you a T-shirt.
Again.
So figure out a way so that we can send you a T-shirt.
Like it. I'll call again. Okay, good luck on your vacation.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Have a good one.
I'm going to eat peaches and cream at my vacation rental. I think you can apologize.
No, I'm not going.
It'll be fine. It's fine.
Hi, you're on the radio.
1100.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi,
yes, you're on the radio.
So are you guys talking about getting high and what to do?
Nah.
No. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Jesus Christ.
Tiramisu.
Wow. Is this going to be our last call?
No.
Yes, tiramisu, because of it's got sexual implications.
Oh, jeez.
Goodbye. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, is Billy Jam taking over your hour in the summer then?
No.
No, there's a new schedule. You can see it at WFMU.org, right?
Yep.
Okay, I'll check. Thanks.
Have a good one.
Nice you
too. Talking to you.
We don't have any calls. If anyone wants to talk to us before...
I mean, now's your chance to say goodbye, weirdos.
Are you drunk?
Me? Never.
You're acting out.
Oh, someone's calling to say goodbye. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, this is Pat in Raleigh.
Hey, Pat in Raleigh. What's up?
What's up? Holy crap. Yeah, can't believe you get...
You're on the air, so what do you need to say?
And this is it, actually. We have, like,
your last call of our last show of the summer.
20 seconds, make
goodbye,
it good.
Actually. Hi, you're on the air.
This is it, dude.
Good afternoon.
Make it quick.
Hey, I just wanted to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I did enjoy the show.
This is it. Like,
all right.
Bronwyn, get in here. Like, this is it. We have to go.
Go.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo.
What?
I wanted you to say goodbye. And
I mean, yeah, we're taking the summer off. We may be back in September. We'll let you know.
Please stay tuned for Billy Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
September, and we hope you will join us there again. Thanks,
I mean, the show's almost over. Our last show for a little while.
Our last show of before the summer break.
We do hope to be back. September, and we hope you will all join us there again. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Don't be sad.
Happy.
I had a good time.
I mean, the show's almost over. Our last show for a little while. We've been working really hard, and we are taking summer Fridays.
Our last show of before the summer break.
We need a little tiny
break. We're taking the summer off.
Our last show for a little while. We do hope to be back in September, and we hope you will all join us there again. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and...
Don't be sad.
Happy.
Don't be sad.
Happy.
Don't be sad.
Happy.
I had a good time.
Good time. 26.
Really?
I wonder if Philly Jam's gonna use me reading those numbers off.
30.
32. 33. 26.
26.
26.
26.
50.
50.
23.
23.
29.
29.
That's the end of the column.
727.
29.
29.
34.
34.
6.
6.
19.
19.
22.
22.
12.
12.
5.
5.
26.
26.
24.
24.
25.
25.
25.
25.
25.
25. 25.
66.
66.
34.
34.
54.
54.
21.
21.
54.
54.
54. 61.
61.
61.
46.
46.
563.
29.
29.
33. 1. 1. 28.
28. 33.
33.
33.
32, 42, 45, 52, 80, 455, 85, 60, 60, 34, 34, 23, 23, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 32
I put the F in fresh, the O in U. Baby girl came through and put the hole in one, two, one, two. We keep on with the force of nature. Archer's behavior major. Reconsider the flavors. Cinnamon bars, brandy flows, rum punchlines, that anything goes. Chocolate boy wonder, under the light is blessed. I go hard like a nipple under the sequin dress. You MC's a real mess. I got the answer, plus I'm real blessed. Give you a chance to back away from the mic device. I'm too nice. Get with the crowd like vodka, touching the ice. Spice, rice and peas, I does this with ease. Please get a style and personality before you try. Now, that with me. Now where from we let you step, let's grab your game up. Let's grab your game up. Let's grab your game up. They wanna cage rattle me, but I'm calm like Seattle Sea. Vicious like the Lebanese government, jailed with no release. Freeze, at ease, you want the M's and O's to get the P's. ABC's, burn at 100 degrees, it's me. A to the RT, C-H to U-A. The stars I display will relay the full force in the day. 24, breaking 7 laws in 21 different ways. Press play, relax and chill. Perhaps I will give you what you need and not what you want. Ill. Take this pill at will, break the seal of approval, removal men. Catch us deep in the den, bathing in the ink of pens. I was about to give up, but had to extend. Once I heard the DJ say. Let them have it, flip it, match it, wheel it, run it, did it, done it, reach the summit, can't let you mug it, we way above it, hug it, rub it, leave it, subject flows, reluctant foes, nuggets, jewels, here's the rule, be yourself and love it, public views, I've been in crews, I've been alone, same issue, different days, can hold my... Cut my jewel. Now who's uncomfortable? Inside the vestibule, pure vegetables, dead. We were led to believe you was a don, but we're dead wrong. You have the same flow in every song. My rebuttal is, save the kids, spare the rich. Get it now, cause life's a bitch.
Life's a bitch, then you die, that's why we get high.
Hold on, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were going back to that.
Now where I'm from, we make you step, let's tap your game up.
Somebody like Biz Markie, he wouldn't even battle with Ron. He would just start dancing and take out a whole MC group. I'm like Biz, just somebody said, Biz, you ain't, I'm all on battle beatbox. And Biz just starts doing the Biz dance. And that just, the guy can't respond to that. Actually, I've seen people battle with Get Fresh Crew. And Dougie pull out a harmonica and start beatboxing with a harmonica. Just like take the whole thing out of context.